Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And Valerie
Jarrett,
you know, didn't get vetted. And you think, what's the big deal? First of all, she seems like a really cool lady.
Right.
You know, she seems like a really cool lady, you know, and not that's an appropriate word, but I just, you know, seems like a really cool lady. But hey, wait a minute. She's behind all the stuff's going on. It's like, yeah. Oh my goodness. You know, what's happening here? And so, you know, when I was looking at some organizational structures of a lot of different things that are taking place in America and these different groups and all, and as I was looking at it, I didn't see her name on there, but I saw her last name on there, and but I think it was a man. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, oh, that must be Valerie's husband or something. So then I just go and look it up, and she has a Wikipedia page. And I'm looking on it to see if she's married and her husband, because you don't hear anything of it. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and say, oh my goodness. I'm just shocked. This is how the Lord leads me to things. You know, I like what Jack Hollis talks about. I give you a shout out this morning, Jack, if you're listening. He says, you know, you're in a football field and you want to serve God and do what's right, and you're running with the ball, and then you drop the ball. Then you try to pick it up. When you're picking it up, your foot kicks it, and it goes a little bit further, and you squeeze it, and you pick it back up, and you're running, and next thing you know, you just fall over into the end zone. Everybody goes, hey, great, great. You know, a lot of times hearing from God, because we're so, you know, we hear in part, and we prophesy in part. I mean, God just leads us, you know, to find things out, and you just think, people say, well, you didn't hear about that from God. I say, listen, I would not have heard about it. And so, because what I was looking at was, you know, things to do with people who want to do away with their constitution. Mm-hmm. And then I find out that Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran.
Yeah, wow.
She was born in Iran. And I'm not saying, you know, Iranians are, you know, God loves, and we'll hopefully get a chance to talk about that. You know, God loves us all. But it's like, when you put two and two together, when you got the Muslim Brotherhood being the assistant to the Secretary of State, you got the president feeling that it's his job to defend Islam anywhere it is in the world. When you see us sending our ambassadors to an unsecure time at 9/11, basically sending him, apparently, looks like, to his death, even when he's saying, I'm concerned, it's bad, and they still send him there. I mean, what do you do when it makes you think about when, anyway. So then, but his advisor, listen, his biggest advisor, this is the president's biggest advisor, yet Hillary's advisor, is a daughter of the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. The people who he helped put in power in Egypt are the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. The people that are building this caliphate are the Muslim Brotherhood. The CARE organization in America who's fighting against these posters in the subway, right?
That's right.
You know, the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah. And here, his personal advisor, you know, and during the things that was going on when they were doing... The Americans were just having this convention in North Carolina. You know, she was being interviewed. I'm listening with intrigue because I thought she was always, you know, pretty interesting. And then I find out that, you know, she says publicly, you know, he came to me and he was going to run for office or whatever. And I just didn't know because she was a lawyer at that time, and she still is. Right. I mean, she was in a firm. And then I was talking to his wife. And so she and I was talking while he's at the table. And then she said, I like this guy because he listens to his wife. And which is not a bad thing, but I'm just saying, is that the qualifications that to be a leader of the country? Like, you know, if you vote a woman in as president, then you want her to be the president. You don't want her husband determining where the country goes, 'cause you didn't vote for him.
Right.
And, you know, Margaret Thatcher didn't go home and determine where, you know, Great Britain was going to go. And we don't expect there is no default position in authority, you know, by the way, even though it's present everywhere, no?
Right.
You know, just because you marry somebody does not mean now you are a queen or a king, because, you know, somebody's been given authority. Well, you know, and then I'm realizing that when the Green Party in Iran was doing everything else, that the Arab Spring that was taking place over there, And they cried for help like everybody else cried for help. And our president stood up for everybody in these other countries, but he remained silent and didn't even tell anybody that they wrote a letter to him and saying, help us stand up for it. And they never did stand up for it. And they're the ones that want to build nuclear power, a bomb to be able to bomb and annihilate not only Israel, but also America. And he's partnered with the Muslim Brotherhood, and his advisors are from the Muslim Brotherhood and born in Iraq. And I mean, there's a little thing going on right here. And you think about, you want to, you know, Israel's saying, listen, we have a right to live. We have a right to defend ourselves. You know, you can't draw lines if, you know, if you're not drawing lines for them morally, you can't draw lines for us, you know, to protect ourselves. And so in that, they're saying, let's give it some more time. Let's give this some more time, you know, work out with sanctions. And I was like, well, your advisor is from Iran. You didn't help Iran. You are well acquainted with and have no problem with the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood, who wants to annihilate, you know, Christians and Jews. Listen, if you have not seen On the Torch, JJ, you got to see that article or that what we talked about on that, because Jesus and the Jews, of course, Jesus is a Jew, but Jesus is the firstborn amongst the church. He's the Lord of the church. And so that how they feel about JJ is very important.
Yes.
And he's like buying time. At the same time, Eric Holder's trying to stir us up. They're trying to do us in. And there is no hope in a man. There's no hope in a man anywhere. And the church is the answer is Jesus Christ.
The answer is
the church voting for Jesus. And we vote for Jesus by making him the Lord of our life. Making Jesus the Lord of your life is not something you said at some moment in prayer or what somebody may call an altar call or something. It's every single day that he determines the direction of my life. And it's like, oh my goodness, he's born in Iran. And his favored, it's like there's a conflict of interest here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the word I'm searching for.
She has Secret Service detail. She's the highest advisor to the first lady and the president. And it's like, you know, he does not make a major decision without consulting her.
Yeah, I heard a news program about that.
Well, the thing about what we have to do is that, you know, what God showed us prophetically is that, you know, you can be doing something and not know what people are doing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, President Bush said to someone that was visiting in his office, he said, George W. Bush, he said, it doesn't matter who sits at this desk. It doesn't matter who sits at this desk because when they sit here, it doesn't matter who gets elected office. That's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Because once they get behind this desk, they'll find out that their options are very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just got to get rid of the naivety. There's people who want to rule the world. And it's been going, the progressive movement's been happening for quite some time now, since Woodrow and the United Nations. And in the context of that is tying the economies together. And it's like, Woodrow, where did you get this and what's going on? I'm talking about President Woodrow Wilson. And they went and got him. The progressive movement went and got him because he was a professor at Princeton or wherever, probably Princeton because it's Jersey.
He's from New Jersey. He's governor of New Jersey.
And so, of course, they went and got him when he was a professor. And they asked him and his viewpoints and all that. Mm-hmm. And they decided they wanted him to be represent the Progressive Party. Well, he's the one that the League of Nations eventually became the United Nations, the tying of the economies together. And so you had these people that are consistently that have, you know, it's said that something like there's like three families or whatever that have this, trillions of dollars. A good way to think about them is the cartel. You have the money cartel. You have the food cartel, who controls the food in the world. Mm-hmm. You have the bank cartel, which controls the money, and you have one other cartel. I can't think of it right now. And cartel means organized crime, and the oil cartel, and their money's so big, you know, you're talking about $300 trillion type money that at any moment they can just pull that leg, a stool out from under America, and it can fall.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal is, since they see the, you know, I mean, think about it. The that when we that Federal Reserve is not a part of the government. It is not a government. It has nothing to do with the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's a private corporation. But yet, when we borrow money from the Federal Reserve, the government does, we print the money ourselves and we give it to them.
Right.
And then we borrow it from this non-government institution called the Federal Reserve. And then we pay them interest. And right now we have a $10 trillion deficit that they're getting paid $2 trillion interest on.
Mm. Wow. Like, didn't the deficit go up to $16 trillion right now? I believe it's $16 trillion.
Well, I mean, that's the recent numbers in regards to what we're actually paying on from the Federal Reserve.
Oh, I got you. Oh, wow.
Because, you know, China, we're paying them some money as well.
Listen, we're paying a lot of money to a lot of people everywhere.
And so what they're doing is they're devaluing our currency, these cartels, to be able to do away with our Constitution. And they had to demoralize us to be able to no longer have any values or to infiltrate us in regards to our church and what we believe in, the church of the body of Christ, and what we believe and our definition of what God says things are. And they had to do all that to get us to this particular point. But they've been very successful. I think they've accomplished all their goals. And at this point, and it is doable if God's people humble ourselves and we pray and we turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven, and there's a chance that he may heal our land.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.